Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Fantasy Freeway presented by the Red Light Sports Network and sponsored by Cover That Spread. In today's show, we will be discussing fantasy football strategy, salary cap, trends, predictions, and anything else relevant to help you win your season-long or weekly fantasy games. For more information on fantasy sports, go to the redlightsportsnetwork.com fantasy page and always play responsibly.
Good evening, everyone. This is Troy Otradovic with J.A. this evening. After his hiatus last week, we will all forgive him for not being on the show. And due to some commitments, I just decided to actually postpone last week, J.A. You know, I missed you so much that I didn't feel right doing a show alone, but I was also very busy. So I said, you know what? He's going on hiatus. I'll go on hiatus. We'll just get back together today. Week two, college football, all's good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but, you know, I think you're missing a week because 2 weeks ago is when I was on hiatus. Last week we did build a roster.
Oh, yes, that's right, we did. I'm all screwed up. I'm all screwed up, but, hey, we're back. We're doing week two. We did okay last week. Problem is our quarterback from Penn State kind of pooed to bed for us. So our Penn State guys kept us out of the money last week, buddy. But
yeah, and we had the tough break with the Pittsburgh running back going down as well. You know, he put up a decent numbers. He had the two touchdowns, about 80 yards, but just imagine if that would have been over the course of a full game, which ended up being a lot closer than a lot of people thought. You know, I think he would have been a big part in that second half. So,
That game was close, and he would have played probably the whole game. He probably would have got the 200 yards I thought he was going to get. But, you know, when you look at it, that's what happens in early college football, and this week is no exception. A lot of early games, we're going to go with the early game. We're going to put together a lineup. We're going to get right to it. Not a whole lot of, fancy small talk. Before we get into that, though, I do want you to promote what's going on and cover that spread. Big sponsor of the Fantasy Freeway, corporate partner with the Red Light Sports Network. A lot of things going on and cover that spread because football is here, college football, and tonight JA kicks off the NFL.
Yeah, this is our big time. This is what we've been waiting for. You know, the spread, if you guys listened to our podcast last night, I thought we had talked about a lot of information. We gave away four NFL plays. We gave away three college plays, including the game tonight between Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky. We also gave away the Pittsburgh-New England game. We gave away a lot of soccer. Cataccio went 4-2 yesterday playing Brazilian League soccer. He went 6-0 the day before. So if you guys aren't following him on Twitter, make sure you are, at the Cataccio. Cataccio. And if you guys want to get in on any of these plays, you know, we do additional plays on top of what we give away on the show. So just shoot me an email to spread at coverthatspread.com, and I will get all Red Light listeners hooked up. So looking forward to another big weekend here, so make sure you guys don't miss this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a busy time. And so I always like to say, veteran gambler, this is a place where you got to check out, talk to JA about how you can, you know, take your bankroll and continue what you're doing in a different environment, because a company that is going to look out for you. If you're somebody that has thought about it but thought, I don't want to get into it, I don't want to throw all my money away, I don't know what I'm doing, another perfect opportunity to talk to JA, get started in the world of wagering. And JA and Cover That Spread, they do it right. They're not going to steer you the wrong way. Nothing can hurt if you're thinking about it to at least have a conversation with JA, see if it's feasible to start wagering on NFL and college football. So with that said, buddy, let's move right into it, because you and I, We always look at our show times, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We're getting close to being able to get out of the studio on time under our terms instead of having the crazy studio lady kick us out. So let's get into it. Saturday afternoon, a lot of games on the early slate. That's where we're going to go. Where do you want to start this week, buddy? You know, we got to take a look at some of these lopsided games, but where do you want to start position-wise?
Let's start at quarterback because, you know, what we see there with the salary, we know that you could get your salaries eaten up really quickly, so let's get them out of the way. The guy that I like, and there's a lot of questions about him right now, is Chad Kelly of Ole Miss. He played really well in week one. It looks like they may be doing a little bit of a QB carousel, but I think he is going to be the guy that comes out ahead. Now, that does cause a lot of concern for this matchup here, just because, you know, if things don't go very good for him in the early part of the game, they may end up taking him out. So I'm not sure if $7,700 is worth it, but I think if you are setting a lineup last minute Saturday morning, he's a guy to keep an eye on. The other guy that I like that I do think would be a very good play is Lamar Jackson of Louisville. They're at home against Houston this weekend. You know, he had a good game in his last one, so I think that this is going to be a real good matchup because just the abilities that he has, the defense he's going against at Houston. So, you know, this one could be one of the better ones to go with. Another guy on the other side of the ball is Greg Ward Jr. He put up a huge week one, 40 fantasy points. He's $7,900, though. That might be a little rich for a guy going against the Louisville defense. So I think we should stay away from him just because the Louisville defense, I think, is going to be able to really overpower this Houston team. And then finally, the guy that I think that we should – be getting into our lineup is Zaire from Notre Dame, $7,300. Put up decent numbers in week one, 300 yards, three touchdowns. That was against Texas. This time he is on the road against Virginia, but we saw last week that Virginia's defense is not the same defense they were last year.
Yeah, I was looking at the Zaire play. And there's one guy, a name I want to throw out there to you also, though, and I want you to take a look at this guy. And it's Brandon Allen from Arkansas going against the Toledo team. So I like Brandon Allen. $7,800, a little more expensive than Zaire. But I want your thoughts on Brandon Allen from Arkansas. It's a quarterback averaging just under 200 yards a game. But, again, it's Toledo. It's early. This is a game where I think that they can let Allen throw the ball a little bit. And when you go back to the game log from last year, which I think is pretty cool right now in DraftKings, they're throwing these things out there. When you look back at some of the early games, you know, 199 yards, two touchdowns, not great, but 22 fantasy points. This is a guy, though, that I think when you look at the opponent, he's one of those guys that can maybe put up some numbers here against Toledo. So Brandon Allen from Arkansas, what's your thought there?
Well, he wasn't like a full-time starter early on in the season, but he didn't throw an interception weeks 2, 3, 4, and 5 outside of the SEC. So, you know, right there, I do like that play a lot. He's going against Toledo, and we know Mac defenses are not really existent. So I would say going with him over Lamar Jackson, I'd be fine with if we can make the numbers work.
Okay, I wanted to throw that out there. I do want to mention this, and I don't want us to put one of these quarterbacks in, but you're looking at Cardale Jones and JT Barrett from Ohio State. This question came up when I was talking to somebody about DraftKings and college football. If I would play either of those quarterbacks, I answered no. Not because they're not good players. It's just you don't know which one's going to get the most reps during the game because Urban Meyer – is running right now the dual quarterback situation. They didn't even know who the starting quarterback was until the first series. And so they're both going to play, and Urban Meyer has stated that he's going to continue to do that. What are your thoughts, though, J.A., early in the season when you're looking at a lot of other unknown quarterbacks here early for the early games, would it be okay for somebody to take a chance on Cardale Jones or JT Barrett?
No, only because of the dollar amounts. When you look at Cardale Jones at $9,200, we know he has the ability to put up, you know, 40, 50 points, but is he going to get that opportunity? You know, it goes back to the whole Michael Jordan conundrum that the only guy that could keep him from scoring 30 points was Dean Smith because he wouldn't play him enough in college. So, you know, that's the problem you're having here with these two guys right now. I don't want to say it like this, but it's really the only way to come out. The only way I would play either of them is if one of them got injured, because then you would know that this guy is going to be in the game all four quarters, and you wouldn't have to worry about him being filtered in and out.
Just wanted to get your quick thoughts, buddy. And then the last name I want to throw out there is this is a game where I'm not sure which way Wake is going to go, if they're going to use a quarterback or if they're going to try to run the ball against what I think a Syracuse team that is not very good. But John Wolford from Wake Forest, he is only $5,000. But again, I'm not sure which way Wake Forest is going to go against Syracuse. They could have their way running the ball, and they may put up a lot of numbers on the ground, which, of course, is going to bring me to the Wake Forest running back when we get there. But what are your quick thoughts on John Wolford from Wake Forest against Syracuse?
Syracuse really beat up on their opponent last week. You know, I believe they won by about 60 or something like that. Wake Forest is going to be a little bit more of a challenge for them, but, you know, I don't think I would be trusting a Wake Forest quarterback right now going up against the Syracuse team that really just was able to steamroll their opponent week one.
Okay, so where are we going to go here, buddy? Are we going Greg Ward Jr. and Brandon Allen? Are we going to try that out as our two quarterbacks? Is that where we're going to agree, or do we want to put Zaire in for Ward or Allen? We've got three guys that we've talked about that we want to try to get in the lineup, Ward Jr., Allen, and Zaire, right? Or is there anybody else you want to throw in there?
I think Allen and Zaire are the best options to go with here.
Okay, buddy. There we go. Let's move on to running back. And right off the bat, I want to discuss the Wake Forest situation. I believe that Wake can maybe run the ball a little bit against Syracuse. I know they steamrolled last week, but I'm still not sold on Syracuse. You know, it's a team, when you look at the opponent last week, most teams should have done what Syracuse has done. I'm looking at their defense that I think Wake Forest can get some things done, but I want to get your quick thoughts on when I look at Wake Forest taking a chance on this Desmond Wertham. Not a lot of points, but I'm not sure what Wake Forest is going to do. It's just curious to me, just something. It's one of those, we've talked about it before, it's one of those gut feelings that I have with Wake Forest. But, you know, it's just a name to throw out there. He's $3,000, maybe a guy that we can throw at the flex, I don't know. He had six, you know, not a lot of big yards, but what are your thoughts on Wertham from Wake Forest?
Well, it's going to be a feeling play if we do this. I mean, this would be a guy that you take if you want to go high-end at the other running back spot. So, I'm definitely not opposed to it if we feel comfortable with the other guy that we're going to get. Now, you know, it's like you said, it's unknown, but right now with the, you know, with the situation they've got going on, if we think that there is value there and we want to roll the dice, you know, and we feel comfortable doing it, I have no problem. Because if we went with him, would you be opposed to taking Ezekiel Elliott?
Not opposed to that. It's actually somebody that I looked at. You got Elliott, and there's a lot of great matchups that I see this week, but it's funny that DraftKings sees the same things. You know, the guys that are primed to have games are the guys that are mega dollars. My only concern with the Derrick Henrys, the Nick Chubbs, the Ezekiel Elliotts, how long are they going to be playing? I mean, you look at Derrick Henry, his matchup, will he play the whole game? Probably not. Nick Chubb, man, it's George against Vanderbilt. He might be in there. That could be a closer game than people think, but he's $9,800. Ezekiel Elliott against Hawaii, $9,500. So the only way you're making one of those running backs work is to look at somebody like Wortham, and that's why I threw it out there. Now, again, that could be a total bust, though, when you look at his numbers. You know, he may get 5 carries for 10 yards. So I say, you know, I want your thought on the big guys that are running $9,000, almost $10,000. Do we want to go that way?
You know, with Ezekiel Elliott, and I'll just throw this out there, he only had 11 carries last week in a game that was pretty close until late in the third quarter. So I think Ohio State really needs to – I think they understand that what they were trying to come out and do last week, they can't do on a weekly basis. So they need to get him going a little earlier. And this Hawaii defense off the islands is the place to do it against. So I don't think Ezekiel Elliott is going to have another 11-carry performance. I'm looking at him more in the 20-carry, 25-carry range. You look at what he did last year against Oregon. He had 36 carries in the championship game. So this guy's going to get the ball a lot. I think this is going to be the week that they start getting back to that. So I have no problem going with him. Now, like you said, with the Chubb play, with the Henry play, those guys I just don't think I feel as comfortable with as I do with Ezekiel Elliott right now. So if we're going to go high-end, I think it's got to be Elliott.
Okay, well, and again, I've really zoned in on this Wake Forest-Syracuse game because we can get running back for $3,000 here. And outside of what I had mentioned, there are also, when you look at this, you can also take a look at Isaiah Robinson at 3,500, who was the guy that carried the ball 10 times for Wake Forest last week. You can also look at the Syracuse running back. And so there's an opportunity, and I think we can work down in the flex. That's why I wanted to throw out some of these lower-end names right away. I'm good with Ezekiel Elliott. So we'll go with him, buddy. $9,500 only brings us down to $4,200, which is okay. It is reasonable. Now, I want to be a homer here, and I want to go to Wisconsin. I know they didn't do well against a really tough Alabama team, and I don't think many running backs are going to do good against an Alabama team. But Wisconsin is playing Miami of Ohio this week. You know Paul Christ is going to want to run the ball, J.A., and it's at home. I think we need to look at one of the Wisconsin running backs that I think we can get at a very good value. The problem is we got to find the right one. Are you okay with that, or do you think I'm totally a homer and should stay away from a Wisconsin running back?
No, these are typically those games where you see the Wisconsin running backs running for 6 touchdowns. So I've got no problem as long as we feel comfortable with the one that we find. You know, is Clement going to play? He's obviously the high-priced one out there. But, you know, I think when you look at the salary, when you look at average remaining player salary, and then you look where some of these guys are at, I think that puts us in a good spot to be able to get one of these guys and, you know, actually increase our remaining player salary.
Well, I agree with you 100%. That's why I threw it out there. I really believe that the Badgers are going to be able to run the ball. And when you look at the running back, like you said, at the running back position at Wisconsin, you have Corey Clement, but he's also dinged up a little bit. So that brings me down that this is a type of game early in the season, and I know it's a new regime with Paul Christ, and people will say, well, is he going to go running back by committee? I really like Taywan Deal. I know he didn't do much against Alabama, but again, like I said, nobody's doing anything against Alabama in my mind. Even if Clement plays, it's either going to be, I don't even know how to say his last name, Ogun Balwa, who had 3 carries, or Deal, who had 6 carries. I think Deal is going to get the nod over, and I'll just call him Dare because that's his first name. But even then, DraftKings, I think, is looking at the same thing we're looking at because Deal is $4,900. So I just want to, again, throwing that name out there, do we want to use him as a running back now or do we want to save that for a flex? Up to you.
Let's save it for a flex. just so we know if we've got a back out on a running back.
So now, where else do you want to look? Who are some other names that you're looking at right now, J.A., of all these games, and think that is going to have just a breakout game?
For a flex
running back.
Running back right now?
Yep.
Josh Hicks of Rutgers, he ran for 118 and two touchdowns last week. This week he is going against Washington State. They're going to be at home, so you've got Washington State going across the country to play them. He's just really, in my opinion, he's poised for a really big game here. When you look at his last three, when you look at his last game from last season, he went 19 for 202 and a touchdown. I think he's got the ability to make a really big push, you know, for an early Heisman candidate while Rutgers has a chance to steal another game here. So I think Hicks would be a very good candidate to go with. I also like going down a little bit farther is the guy for Iowa, Jordan Kinzeri. He's going against Iowa State. These games usually end up being a little bit of a low-scoring slugfest. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Iowa rushes in this game, and I think Jordan is going to be the one to get a lot of those carries.
Mike, I can't believe you took my Hicks play. I can't believe you took that guy. Happens every week. You know what, Jay? Fine. That's the way you're going to be. I'm going to throw another name out there for you, though. And this is a guy, we're talking about some of these low-end guys, right, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if we can make this work because we may want to get a top-end receiver. Just throw this in your back pocket if we can finagle this. And it's Alex Collins from Arkansas. I know he's $8,900 bucks. But you got to look at the opponent again. We just talked about Toledo. And so something's telling me, could we get Elliott and this guy together if we went with a couple $3,000 flex guys that we think might play and have a chance? I think so, because I think Elliott, like you said, is going to get some plays. But I also like Hicks. So, you know, maybe what we do is go with Hicks and then see if we can't fit Collins in at a flex. But I want your thoughts on Alex Collins from Arkansas, because you know they're going to run the ball.
Pulling him up here. There we go. Toledo, Arkansas. $8,900. Yeah, I mean, when we know Toledo's defense, I mean, we're going to go with the quarterback already. This is almost a way to handcuff the Brandon Allen play, because if they do get away from passing the ball and if Allen doesn't have that good of a game, we know it's going to be either Allen or Collins in this one. So, you know, it's an expensive handcuff, but at the same time it may be a, you know, either a good way to double down on points in the same game or a very good way to make sure we're getting at least one high-end performer in this one.
Yeah, well, and again, a lot of times we throw names out for players. I don't think it's going to work in our lineup, to be honest with you, because of where I'm going with wide receiver next, because we always want to try to match up one receiver with one quarterback, and we have already the Arkansas quarterback, so you know where I'm going with that against Toledo, J.A. You know that I'm taking a look at one of the receivers from Arkansas, and honestly, I'm also taking a look at another receiver from Notre Dame. And they're a little higher priced. So I'm not thinking he's going to work with what we're trying to do. I'm good with Josh Hicks. I like the play. He's a guy I was looking at. I've got him in another one of my leagues because I think he's going to have a very good game. Like you said, this weekend it's at home. Washington has to travel across the country. So at running back, I have Hicks and Ezekiel Elliott. You okay with that?
I am.
Okay, so instead of you stealing my thunder right now, Jay, I'm going to take over and I'm going to mention the two receivers that I really want to fit into our lineup, Keon Hatcher from Arkansas and Will Fuller from Notre Dame. I want both those guys in the lineup. I want to match them up. I had no idea that we were going to take Zaire and Allen. I would have taken these two guys anyway when I looked at when I was looking at putting together a roster for this weekend, I kept going back to Will Fuller and Keon Hatcher with the matchups they have and the point production that they can possibly have. Hatcher listed at 31.6, Will Fuller 36.2, salaries a little bit high. I mean, Will Fuller, $7,600 more than his quarterback, but I think he's well worth it as far as receivers go. What are your thoughts on those two receivers? Both of them, one of them, none of them.
You know, good matchups on both of them. You know, we talked the Toledo game, Toledo, Arkansas enough. Notre Dame, Virginia, like I said, this is not Virginia's defense from last year. Notre Dame is on the road. That is the one slight concern I have about that game. Although if we're going to be going with the quarterback receiver combo, I think it's worth it anyways, because we're going to double down on points and the points will be there. Now, Notre Dame, always a concern because we know that they end up getting, you know, a little overinflated early in the season. So just another reason I'm a little skeptic with picking too many guys from Notre Dame. The issue that I'm seeing right now is if we do get both of these guys in, that gives us an average remaining player salary of $2,900. If I had to pick one of them, I think I'm going to go with, I think we got to go Fuller. And the reason I would go Fuller is because that game is probably going to be closer than the Toledo-Arkansas game. And we talked about this before. We talked about this a lot last week. A guy like Hatcher can put up a huge first half, and even if he's not in the lineup for a lot of the second half, he still may be worth that price tag. A guy like Will Fuller, he may be playing a lot more into this game because I expect a little closer matchup between Notre Dame and Virginia.
Sounds good, buddy. Let's go with Fuller then. If we think he's the top wide receiver this week that's going to produce, but it's just so hard. I'm looking across the board, and there's some other games that I wanted to look at. When I look at a guy, though, a wide receiver, I want to throw this name out to you and see if it does anything for you. He only caught one pass in the opening game, but it is Georgia Tech against Tulsa. You can get Michael Summers from Georgia Tech for $3,000. We could pair him up with one of our $3,000 running backs and possibly increase our overall salary to get a pretty decent two more decent receivers. What are your thoughts there on Michael Summers?
What I'm going to say is that you stole my thunder this time. Because I've actually been
finally!
I was taking a look at the Georgia Tech running backs, and that kind of drew me into the wide receivers because I wanted to see what else was out there in that game, and he was the guy that I kind of kept coming back to. Like you said, $3,000, only one catch last week. We know Georgia Tech runs that crazy option where they don't throw the ball a lot. So, you know, the opportunities in the receiving game may be very few and far between. We've gone high-end with the receiver, so I've got no problem going for a guy like that in the $3,000 range.
Sounds good. Any other receivers? Because I got another receiver, and people are probably going to think I'm crazy, but I got another receiver out there, too, that I think is a pretty reasonable price, and we might be able to get some value out of him in his game. But I'm going to let you throw out a couple more receivers before we continue.
The only other guy that I've been looking at is the Devontae Pete of Louisville, $3,300. You know, we talked about going against that Houston offense, and again, this could be a game where they may only get some opportunity in the first half, but at 3,300, I think he could be a somewhat decent play. When you look at the Ole Miss team, the guy that I always liked last year, and I was really really kind of heartbroken when he got injured, because I thought that Ole Miss had a chance to really do some special things late in the year, and that is Laquon Treadwell. $5,600 or 8.4 fantasy points per game. He's going against Fresno. I think Treadwell is a great play this week, even though he only went 4 catches for 44 yards last week.
Sounds good. I'm going to throw – here's my crazy pick, and I can't remember the last time I even thought about saying a Minnesota Gopher wide receiver should be played in a DraftKings league. But I like KJ Maine. He's, I think, their go-to guy in Minnesota, playing against the Colorado State team, J.A. What are your quick thoughts on KJ Maine? I can't believe – and I'm not saying it because I'm a Badger fan. I just can't believe that I'm – actually thinking about a Minnesota Gopher wide receiver, because I don't remember the last good receiver that came out of Minnesota, but I like this KJ Maine kid, and he's their go-to guy.
You know, I do like the direction the Minnesota program has gone under Jerry Kill. I've got to watch him really closely when he was at Northern Illinois. So, you know, Maine is a good play, I think, if you pick your spot with him. This week, I don't know if it's that great. Colorado State actually has a decent defense. Now, they're going against a Big Ten team, so we're going to see if they can rise to that challenge or not. But we saw Colorado State put up some decent defensive performances last year, and I don't know if this is the right spot to be playing Maine, on the road especially.
Fair. Just throwing it out there. So what are we going to do at receiver? We got Will Fuller in there. Where else are we going here, buddy? We've got a $3,000 average salary remaining, so we've got to take one receiver that's lower end here.
Oh, want to go with the Georgia Tech guy?
We can go with Summers. I'm also going to throw. You know, that's the funny thing about this, because sometimes you overlook a game. And I know it's Clemson. I was looking at something. J.A., I know it's Clemson, but Appalachian State, they're going to probably have to throw the ball because they're going to be behind against Clemson. And there's a guy named Sims McElfresh from Appalachian State that's only $3,500. And he looks like he's their go-to guy. I have to be honest, I don't know a lot about Appalachian State. But he might be a guy that gets targeted a lot and may get some catches and some mop-up catches as the second team for Clemson gets in the game. What are your thoughts on maybe going that direction at $3,500 for a guy that has 22.8 fantasy points per game?
You know, one thing I liked about last season, he had 7 touchdown catches on only 42 receptions. So this is a guy who's going to produce, and he's going to put the ball in the end zone. So I say that's a good way to roll the dice. I like going with Sims here.
Well, let's do it.
I like your thinking, too, of the, he could get some garbage time looks.
Well, it's a game that you look at and not off the top of your head when you're looking for quality players that you're going to click on. And you were talking, and I just ran across it looking for the blowout games, and maybe we can pick up somebody and – man, that could be a good find for us. Now, again, too, Clemson does have a good defense, and Appalachian State is probably not going to be in this game. Hopefully the coach leaves this kid in there and doesn't go with his second stringers, which I think would be a mistake, because then the game will get really out of hand. But for $3,500, we put him in, J.A., puts us at $2,900 remaining salary. We may have to go back and change something. I mean, I don't think we can go less than $3,000 here on any of these other players. So we may not be able to go with Sims. We
so
may have to
have
end
the
with.
Lineup right now?
We have Zaire Allen at quarterback, Hicks and Elliott at running back, Will Fuller, and then Sims McElfresh.
Okay.
I think we're gonna have to get rid of Sims, and we're gonna have to go back, and we're gonna have to take a look at our $3,000 receivers, and see if we can build up our bankroll into our flex to maybe get to another guy like a. Sims. But if we go back to our Georgia Tech guy, and it scares me a little bit. I know that they got that crazy offense, but this thing with Summers is, he could be a guy that gets involved. The analysis when I looked at him is that he is the guy that is supposed to be the go-to guy in Georgia Tech this year. He's supposed to be the guy that leads the team. And, you know, this is a Tulsa team, you know, that Georgia Tech might be able to do some stuff against. He is only $3,000. So I think we roll the dice with him, and it still keeps us at $3,000. So we've got to find another $3,000 receiver, J.A. Where do you want to go? We took my guy Summers in there. We got Will Fuller. Who's the other $3,000 receiver that you want to go play with?
Boy, that's a tough challenge. What about, I just don't know if Arkansas is going to be throwing the ball enough late in the game to go with someone on their team. Do we have like a, let's see here.
Well, if you do, I mean, and again, here, you know, we can throw a couple more names out there. Mentioned Colorado State against Minnesota. We mentioned that game. And if you go to the other side of the ball, there's a kid named Xavier Williams from Colorado State. This is a team that I like Colorado State. I think they're a solid team. Xavier Williams, 12.9 points per game, $3,000 against Minnesota. Not a great team, but like you said, I think a good team. I know Xavier Williams is not the go-to guy, but he is $3,000. And when you look at the $3,000 salaries remaining for wide receivers, you can go there. There is a guy named Chad Olson from Fresno State against Mississippi at 17.5. And then there's Chuck Wade and Cortez Lewis from Wake Forest. So if we think, but you know, the Syracuse, I think you're a little higher on Syracuse than I am. I don't like the Syracuse defense. I think Wake Forest is going to find a running game this week, but they're traditionally more passing. So we could roll the dice with a Chuck Wade or a Cortez Lewis from Wake Forest, or we could even look at Chad Olson from Fresno State and go into the same thought process that we were thinking with Sims at Appalachian State, that Fresno State may have to throw the ball to stay in the game with Mississippi. What are your thoughts there? If you just do a search for salary and go start from the bottom with points per game, you're looking at, you know, a couple of guys that have put up good fantasy point production.
How about this name, Chris Hudson from Miami, Ohio? He is $3,100. He had two catches for 48 yards and a touchdown last week. Put up 12.8 fantasy points. This could be that same type of getting an opportunity late in a blowout up in Wisconsin that we could be able to cash in on.
I'm cool with it. Let's do it. Let's do it. We've got to find some low-end guys, and I think Chris Hudson is a guy that can do that. So, you know, Wisconsin, you know, maybe down a little bit defensively this year, but I do think they're going to take care of Miami of Ohio being at Wisconsin. So, yeah, we'll put Chris Hudson in. Leaves us now with two flex positions, and we got to go $3,000 here, J.A. You know, so when we look at the flex and we do the salary for $3,000, where are we going here? We're going to try to find a $3,000 running back, or are we going to try to maybe go with two $3,000 wide receivers? What's your thought?
I think running back is the way to go. When we're, you know, $3,000, obviously not a whole lot to play with here. But, again, I like that Georgia Tech game because we know that they, you know, if we're going to go running back, we're going to look at low-end running backs. That might be the way to go because we know they're going to be running the ball the entire time. Man, we're looking at $3,000 guys. Unfortunately, they have so many high-end guys that you don't know if they're going to get filtered out throughout the game. I mean, how would you feel about going with one of the other Wisconsin low-end guys, thinking he may get some garbage time? Is anyone in the 3,000 range there that you like?
Well, you know, when you look at the Wisconsin running backs, I mean, you're gonna look. The problem is we can't go low enough on Wisconsin. I don't think Derek Watt's going to play that much. I mean, when you're looking at Wisconsin, J.A., just from my analysis so far this year, you've got Deal, Ogunbowale, and Clement. And outside of that, I don't see Derek Watt getting in the game, so I don't think we can go with Wisconsin. They don't have anybody at 3,000. I'm thinking that we're going to have to look back at Wake Forest, and I think we're going to have to go with our guy Wertham. He will fall in that 3,000. That's why I threw it out early in the show that when I'm looking at this flex to try and get some higher players like a Will Fuller and Ezekiel Elliott, even a Brandon Allen at $7,800, we were going to have to take some of these chances. And again, he's a guy that I think, you know, we put him in there at $3,000. It at least allows us then to have $3,100 for our last flex position. Again, not great, but we might be able to get some quality. But I like Wertham from Wake Forest.
What about, so if we went with him and we had $3,100 to play with, you threw out the Fresno. What was the Fresno receiver that you were talking about?
Was it Chad Olson? Sims? Oh, yeah, Chad Olson, but he's going to be way too much for us, buddy. Oh, no, he's not. He's $3,000.
No, he's 3,000. Yeah.
Yeah, he's $3,000. So we can go Chad Olson. You know, and this is a guy, again, that could be in the game and maybe get some mop-up time. So we could go Wertham and Chad Olson. What are your thoughts there for the flex?
I like it. Let's lock it in.
Got it locked in. I mean, this is a little bit different week, I think, for us, Jay, in the way that we normally do our lineups. We went really low end on four positions. I mean, I can't remember the last time that you and I have submitted a lineup with four guys at $3,000. But this is one of the things for those people listening, and I want to end this quick because we got about 3 minutes. We decided to take a chance on one of those high-end running backs, Ezekiel Elliott, at $9,500. And if you do that, you're going to be strapped when you're looking at this because we also took a high-end receiver in Will Fuller. So we went really with two good guys, and we're hoping they produce, and we think they will. But that led us to have to put four guys in that are 3,000 and are kind of unknowns. But I look at it this way, J.A., those are the guys, those $3,000 guys, those are the wild cards, because when you look at the percentage of people that will be playing those guys, probably not a lot. And if they produce for us, it could bolt us right up the leaderboard. So I'm good with it. I like the lineup. What are your thoughts, overall thoughts? Because we got to get a little more in for Cover That Spread and any public address announcements that you have before we get kicked out of the studio, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I like this lineup. I like the high-risk, high-reward guys we've got on the low end. I like the high, big-time players that we've got going as well because we know that they will put up numbers and they have pretty good matchups that we could see them having big games. So I really like where we went. Again, I just want to remind you guys, make sure you listen to The Spread. 6:30 Wednesdays. We'll give away free plays all football season for college and pros. Plus, we've got a lot of soccer talk going on. So I know you're a big soccer guy, Troy, so it's an educational piece for me, but I know Castro really knows what he's talking about, and we're starting to really come together with a lot of these plays. So if you guys want additional plays, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. And, hey, everybody, good luck this weekend, week one for the NFL and week two for college football. It's going to be a lot of fun playing fantasy and maybe doing a little side gambling as well.
Yeah. Eventually, we talked about J.A. getting together, doing these DraftKings shows, and, honestly, I'm gonna throw this out there. If there is somebody that works for a corporation that would like to be a corporate sponsor to allow J.A. and I to do this daily, we would be able to set up DraftKings lineup daily. You talked about soccer, J.A. Last year in the Premier League, I will toot my own horn. I actually won one DraftKings league last year. It was only a quarter league, so I won $75, but I finished first. I do know my Premier League soccer, and it's about matchups. It's about guys that are going to score, and you got to pick the right guys and who's hot and who's not. So, yeah, I know a little bit about soccer. But here's our little plea to a corporation that wants to drop down a few dollars for advertising for DraftKings. It's becoming one of the most popular go-to daily fantasy games. J.A. and I would have the ability to do a lineup for every sport, every day, if we had that corporate sponsor. So if you know of somebody that would like to advertise, actually with two companies, Cover That Spread, Red Light Sports Network and our Fantasy Freeway show. It's a great value. The analytics are great for the show, JA. Our show has great ratings. The network has great ratings. Cover That Spread has great ratings. Now we just need that corporate sponsor that wants to get in on the ground level with a network that's growing. I know, JA, you're the corporate sponsor with the Red Light Sports Network, so I know we got 1 minute. So give your quick 30-second elevator pitch to a company as to why they should sponsor our show and let us do this every day for a lineup on draft.